Good morning, Albuquerque. Good morning, New Mexico. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. And this morning, I am honored to have a special guest co-host. It is Miss Lexi Palmer, the CEO at Equiseek. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Krista. I'm so excited to be here.
It's awesome to have another powerful female in the room, in the booth
with me. Super Saturday.
Yes, Super Saturday. Exactly. So thank you all for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And make sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Angela Spanbauer with Real Health Solutions. So welcome to the show, Angela.
Good morning, Krista. Thank you for having me.
So I'm so excited to have you on the show because you have such a wealth of information and knowledge that you get to share with people. So tell us about Real Health Solutions.
Well, I am a certified health specialist. It's a new certification that I've gained. And what we do is we offer one-on-one coaching as well as group and workshops.
Excellent. And so your goal with Real Health, well, tell us first of all what REAL stands for, because it's an acronym, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So tell us what that stands for.
So it stands for Restoring Health Through Education, Action, and Lifestyle. We decided to come up with that was a good way to explain what we were without, you know, going into a lot more complicated jargon and explanation.
Right. And it sounds like it's something that can lend itself to being customized based on, or the services that are customized for each client that you work with, right?
Absolutely, because every person is individual. They have their own set of circumstances.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you are also a massage therapist. And so if I'm under, because Angela and I are friends, for those of you listening, we know each other through Polka Dot Powerhouse. And so I met her when she was focusing on massage therapy. She's gifted in massage and now is branching out into this other area. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the evolution moving from massage therapist to natural health consultant.
Okay. So,
because I think, well, and if I remember correctly, one of the things that you told me was that you felt like you weren't able to really help your clients with massage only, like you wanted to be able to give them more of the wealth of information that you have and knowledge. So is that accurate? Is my memory serving me correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. So we're all very complicated beings. And because we each have our own set of circumstances, what works for one person isn't going to necessarily work as wholly for another person. And this gives me another way to help, because massage is wonderful. I love massage. I love providing it. I love receiving it. But it's limited. Somebody who has digestive issues are still not necessarily going to feel very well after a massage, because if they're all stopped up, well, they need some movement.
Right.
So I provide, coaching with how to help that movement get started again.
And so you work with essential oils, with nutrition. Give us an idea of what it would look like when someone contacts you. And with that in mind, before you actually get to that, how do we contact you? Because I'm sure our listeners are thinking right now, oh, I really need someone like Angela in my life. How do I get in contact with her?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I'm on Facebook. I'm pretty easily found on Facebook at Real Health Solutions NM. You can also find me online with the same website. It's realhealthsolutionsnm.com. And then, of course, by phone is always a good way. And I accept text messages as well for, you know, a simple question that can be easily answered.
Okay. And so give us an idea of what that would look like. Let's say that I called you up or Lexi got in touch with you and we needed some help. What would be, walk us through what that would look like.
Well, first we would need to do a discovery session. And this gives me a lot of behind the scenes, intimate details about your habits, your likes and dislikes, things that could be triggering, and whatever issue it is that you're coming to me with. So we do that first, and then I kind of put together an idea of how to move forward, and then we start experimenting, for lack of a better term at the moment, to see what works and what doesn't. Because you always eliminate the things that aren't working, and maybe the direction needs to change a little. You course correct.
Okay. Excellent. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Angela Spanbauer with Real Health Solutions, and she is a massage therapist who actually has a more comprehensive approach to health and wellness. So she's sharing with us one of the approaches she has, or what you would expect when you first contact her. So, Angela, do you work with only women, or both men and women, children? Like, tell us who you work with.
Well, I work with women primarily because they are not only community leaders, but they're also our family leaders. And I work with families as a whole, so men, women, children, because we all have to live somehow.
Right. So you have children, and so how do... So I have young children as well. They're a little bit younger than yours. But tell us how you incorporate this healthy lifestyle and wellness with your kids. I mean, I imagine to some extent it's all they know, but by the same token, there's peer pressure and, you know, their friends that are saying that they do this or they eat that. So tell us what that looks like.
Yeah, this is actually where it's a mess for me, to be honest, because, you know, they go to school and we have no limit to celebrations. And I don't know if it's just a New Mexico cultural thing, but, you know, there's birthdays, there's anniversaries, and everybody's got to have a cupcake for this or ice cream for that. And you know, let's go get a soda. Or as adults, you know, we network and whatnot. Let's go get a coffee. So there's not a limit to the stuff that's not healthy that we're consuming. And so I just do the best that I can, putting what I want my kids to eat on the table as often as possible. So that's, you know, you have to do the best that you can. And then you course correct is when you realize that you're off.
To say, my parents were really big on healthy food when I was a kid. I just remember, and I think the culture is a little bit different out here. I grew up in Los Angeles, so it was very big on healthy foods. And so their whole thing was empowering us to understand what different foods meant for our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'd have sugar cereal, which was like a big special thing when we would travel. But even now, like, it really has shifted kind of my perception on food and what's healthy, because it is, especially in this day and age with all the fast food, it's hard to make healthy decisions, and there's cupcakes, and who does not love a homemade cupcake? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But it is, I think that's awesome that you're, you know, giving your kids, you're doing the best you can, but there's, you know, we're all, none of us are perfect.
Absolutely. And one thing that I found helpful for me though also is, you know, you take these old cookbooks that with family recipes that you don't, you know that they're not healthy. You know it, you see it, you know, the effects of it. And, you know, you go through the ingredients list and you're like, okay, well, I can change that, and it's not going to change the overall product too much, you know. So,
right.
So that's what I've done is I've gone through and I've modified all of my family's recipes to make them healthy or more healthy, because at some point you have to admit that, you know, if it's got gobs of sugar in it or even less than gobs, it still probably isn't healthy.
Right. So you have some events coming up, some opportunities where you are welcoming people to come and work with you. So tell us about those so our listeners can make sure to get those noted and sign up for them.
Yes. Actually, yesterday, I wish I'd been here a little sooner. We did an aromatherapy make and take yesterday. It was just amazing. And the next workshop that we're doing is actually December 3rd, it is Well-Fed, Undernourished, and Overwhelmed.
Oh, love that title.
My life.
Right? I think a lot of people can relate to that. That's why I decided to use that title.
And so is that a virtual event? Is it a live event?
It is a live event.
Okay.
It is being hosted by the Rio Rancho Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Okay.
That is from 2... and we wrap up by 4. I haven't got my timing fully figured out just yet, but it's from 2 to roughly 4.
Okay. And they can visit you on social media or your website and get more information or to register. How does that work?
I don't have anything set up for registration. It is a free live event. You just come.
Okay.
You can find the information on my website. You can find it on Facebook. And of course, if people get a hold of me directly through phone, I'm more than willing to give them the information they need.
Excellent. So, folks, that is December 3rd, Well-Fed, Undernourished. What was the rest of the
Overwhelmed.
Part? Overwhelmed. Cannot leave that out. That's so key. So it's a live event. It's a free live event. So there's no excuse not to attend. And December 3rd, and visit her website for more information. And what is your website?
It is www.realhealthsolutionsnm.com.
RealHealthSolutionsNM.com.
And what an awesome thing to do in the middle of the holidays, too, because I know that's a really stressful time with all the cakes and the candies and the sweets. Oh. I know I'm mentally preparing already.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That'll be a great kind of break in between to remind you to eat healthy and
All of these parties, again, there's no limit. there's no limit.
So. Well, I think with one thing I found, I know with myself as well, with my children, is balance and moderation.
Yep.
So to be able to allow them, at least with the kids or myself, okay, this is what I'm going to have, and then incorporate it into my nutrition plan. And so it seems like it's one of those things where it's not, you know, an all or nothing. Like you avoid it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But everybody has their own idea of moderation.
Right.
And actually my best friend's husband was saying that he went off his diet just one day and went back to his old eating habits one day. And he'd been losing 2 pounds per week up to that point. That week that he cheated or, you know, went off plan. Great. Great. He lost nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
He, and I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if he went backwards, but we haven't had that conversation yet. But one day, just the one day, and it stopped his progress. So, you know, if you're going to think, oh, I'll do it in moderation, then you need to really
understand,
look at what moderation is,
right,
and how your body reacts to your idea of moderation, because it maybe doesn't agree with you.
And that's a great point to end on, because you're absolutely right. What is that definition of moderation, and being able to define it clearly and then making those choices, planning them rather than just, oh, the entire day. How about one meal or one selection, right?
At this point, my idea is one or two bites and that's it.
Right.
You know, because your body can handle a little bit. It's going more than that. Then you've got more stuff that you've got going on that is much more complicated than what we have time for.
Right. I know we'll have to have you back for part B, I think, because there's so much more that we could talk about with regard to this. But thank you so much for being on the show and educating us. And folks, again, her event is coming up on December 3rd. I'll mention it again in the wrap up. But Angela Spanbauer, Real Health Solutions, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
So we'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This is Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions, your host, and our special guest co-host this morning, Lexi Palmer with Equiseek.
Hi, Krista. Thanks again for having me. This is so fun.
I love that you're here. It's just, you know,
it's awesome.
Female power this morning.
I feel like I'm going to leave so energized and just ready to take on the world. And
I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
So this segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes and keynote conference presentations and breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. Our next guest this morning is Louise Swalter. I'm going to let you introduce yourself in terms of your last name, but I will say that you are with Albuquerque Natural Health Center. So welcome, Louise.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. This is awesome. Yes, it's Swartz-Walter. It's very phonetic.
Yes. Yes, and I speak for a living. Can you tell?
It's a hard one. It's a hard one.
So tell us what you do at Albuquerque Natural Health Center.
At Albuquerque Natural Health Center, I'm a naturopath, a biofeedback therapist. I've been working with people for the last 20 years, helping them with their health. I'm actually evolving this into a new business, more of a coaching business. And I'm able to help people on a deeper level really change their lives and learn techniques that they can use for themselves and their family. So I work with body, mind, spirit, and energy field, and I find that you have to do the whole person that way. And it's so it's a new opportunity for people to really look at what they can do in their lives, not only to get healthy physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
And that's so important because I think a lot of times, especially with Western medicine, if you will, it's the treat the symptom, here's a pill. Mm-hmm. And you're not really getting at the cause. And so I really appreciate the work that you do because you get under that and treat the cause, the root cause mm-hmm. of what's going on with people. So tell us how you got into this line of work.
I got into this line of work because I was sick myself. So I was a teacher. I was a special ed teacher, and I crashed. So I ended up getting really ill. I had 14 mercury fillings taken out in one day. And this was back in Illinois. I was living in Illinois, and a dentist said, this is going to help you. This is going to help your chronic fatigue. And I kind of went for it, thinking, okay, let's get these out. That makes sense to me. But I hadn't done all the research, and I really crashed. And I was even on oxygen for a few years in a row. Went down to 89 pounds. I wasn't digesting anything. So I had to get myself healthy. And so it was really my own quest that got me here. And of course, you start with the physical body. I was physically ill. So I did my organic food. I took my supplements. I found different doctors to help me with that. But I've seen so many different natural health professionals. And I was a lot better with just some changes in diet and lifestyle, but I still wasn't where I wanted to be. I had to work on the other pieces, too. Then I started working on my mental, emotional health. Then I moved to Taos, New Mexico, to the mountains. We prayed. We hiked. Those were my monk years, if you will. It was awesome. And so I started working more in my spiritual body. And really, it was my kids. I mean, I'd look at my kids and just go, I just want to be their mom. I just want to be healthy so we can do things. So we were able to hike and do things outside here in New Mexico. And it was a gift. I mean, I would have never gotten here otherwise, but I kept seeking. I kept feeling like, you know, I'm still not where I want to be. And so that's how I ended up doing sort of more of the energy work pieces and eventually bought a biofeedback program, went to naturopathic school. And, you know, now I've been able to help, 45,000 people over the last 20 years do the same for their health. So, you know, I kind of look at it as God's plan or, you know, I wouldn't be here. So it was really awesome. It was quite a gift, you know, it's quite a gift.
Absolutely. And I love that. As I've gotten to know you, Louise and I actually met at the Woman of Light convention that was here in September. I attended one of her sessions and I volunteered to be one of her surrogate participants, I guess, on the stage with her. And we connected. We hit it off instantly.
Funny.
And so we've connected since then. And I really appreciate the fact that you are a woman of faith and you bring that into your practice, mm-hmm. that it's part of the whole package. And so I really appreciate that. And in terms of the energy work, I think that's something that not a lot of people know about. So why don't you give us a little bit of a tutorial, if you will, as to what energy work is about, because I think it's so important. And when people know what it is and what it can do, mm-hmm. it's just amazing. I mean, I've experienced it myself personally. So give us some insight into what that is.
Okay. So energy work is, we all have an energy field around us. And actually, your physical body stuff starts in the field. So I show people with muscle testing that your physical body gets actually, you can have pain, but it actually starts in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that, people really sort of get it. And so energy work allows you to look at the field, if you will, and release the baggage from the past. So whether it's ancestral, whether it's something that just happened today for you, when you release that energy, it allows you to come back to your soul's truth, to your balance. And that ebook on my website is actually about that. So, it's called Brain Soul Balancing.
Yes.
Get back your life, your health, your truth. And it allows you to get back to 100% who you came here to be. So oftentimes we have stuff that was in our field from age two, even from the womb. And when I do this energy work on people, releasing that energy, anxiety melts away. Worry melts away. People have said to me, this is better than 16 years of therapy because it starts in the field. So what I realized was that we're not just physical, spiritual, mental, emotional beings. We're also energy bodies, and we have to do it all. And when we do all of these pieces together, it literally helps people shave years off their own healing. And, of course, that was my quest. I mean, I've been on this path trying to do this myself. So now I was like, well, now I can do it with my clients. Awesome. You know, so that's how it came to be.
Right.
Yeah.
What it sounds like to me, which is so cool, is, you know, there's, especially in this day and age, like, you're told how to, you know, your whole life is based off proving to others, like, that you're worth it and you're this and you're that. And really, I think what you're doing is awesome because to me, it seems like you're just helping people find what makes them happy. And that seems to be the basis of all of it. And I think we're all sort of on that, you know, we're all on that journey in our own ways of just what is making me happy as opposed to what am I doing to prove to others that I'm this, or, you know, so if you really just kind of look internally and what makes my body, my spirit and my mind happy, and you understand that and you just work towards that. I mean, you're radiating right now, like you're happy, and that is so cool. And I don't think enough people are able to say that they're truly happy. They're at peace with everything and moving forward. And I think that's so powerful.
Yes. Thank you, Lexi. Yeah. You know, it is about happiness, isn't it? You know, we all want that. If we don't even admit it to ourselves, it's really the underlying quest for everybody. You know, they want to be in their passion. You know, my clients have said, you know, I want to find out who I am. I want to be doing my passion. I don't feel like I'm there yet. Can you help me get unstuck? Yes, we can. Because when we release those blocks and get you back to your soul's truth of who you came here to be, you will radiate.
Yeah.
You will have this energy about you that just attracts other people to you because of who you are, because everybody has their own gifts.
Right.
And I always believe it's about helping people allow their gifts to shine. You know, and even when I was a teacher, I would do that with my students. You know, I had special education students that felt like the first half of the year, all I was doing was boosting their self-esteem and helping them feel good about who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could teach them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You know, yeah. We're not, and it doesn't matter what age you are. It's still that. It's still that. It's helping people find their gifts and really honoring themselves and their truth.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Louise Swartzwalter. Swartzwalter. There, I got it. Second time. By the end of the show, I'll have it down, Swartzwalter. And she's with Albuquerque Natural Health. She's a naturopath and sharing with us her gifts and helping people to find their truth by healing past blocks and helping people to move past those blocks so they can be living in their light. Is the way I like to think about it. So you have some events coming up. And so we have about 4 minutes left in the segment. And I want to make sure that people know what your events are, as well as the ebook. So give us that information.
Okay. So I'll start with the ebook. So the ebook is on abqnaturalhealthcenter.com. It's right at the top of that website. It's called Brain Soul Balancing, Get Back Your Health, Your Life, Your Truth. So it allows you to look at and peek into some of these techniques that I use to help you get back to you. So if you're feeling foggy, you're feeling not yourself, you're feeling like you're stuck, this is a great technique to use to do that. So much so that when I teach my people who work closely with me now how to do this technique and really tap into their intuition, they are clearing blocks of all kinds of stuff, and quitting smoking, losing weight, helping their people, their clients, their family do the same. Recently, I had one of my mastermind clients integrated a single mom who wanted to be able to be sure that she always had financial security.
Mm-hmm.
So she did this integration process, one of the things that I teach, with her. She took $30 to the casino and made $25,000.
Oh, my gosh. Now, not that we're condoning gambling. However, this is an example of how it works.
It's an example of energy work.
Right.
It's an example of changing the program in your biocomputer in your field. And some of that work I'll be teaching also at an event coming up in March of 2018. So it's March 15th through the 18th. It's here in Albuquerque. It'll be at the Jewish Community Center on Wyoming. And I expect 100 people there, and we will literally learn those techniques so that you can transform your life and be able to use them going forward. So it's my brain system that we're going to be going over.
And more information on that can be found at louisewaltzwalter.com?
Yes, so okay. That's my second website, yes.
Okay.
I know we're running out of time, but do you have, for the listeners out there, do you have like one piece of advice that they can implement today and right now in the second that can help them get towards any goals that they're having?
Oh, that's such a good question. yes. You know, allow yourself to be truly who you are. If there's things that come into your energy field that are bugging you, name the words about them. Name the truth, and the truth will set you free.
I love that.
Pretty
so,
yeah.
So simple and yet complicated if we choose to make it complicated,
yeah.
Right?
It is. I always like to think of it as like when you're a kid, what excites you? Like, mm-hmm. Do those things.
Yes. Just do those things. Do those things that make you happy.
Yeah.
It's so very true. So very true. So let me give you that information, everyone, once again. So the ebook is available, Brain Soul Balancing, and that's at the website abqnaturalhealthcenter.com. And then if you want more information about the boot camp, you can go to Louise Swartzwalter. And I need to spell that for people so they can get that and, you know, probably pronounce it much better than I'm doing. So it's Louise, Luise, dot. There's a dot in there.
No,
I didn't realize
L-O-U,
or no.
L-O-U.
Okay.
I-S-E. And then Swartzwalter, S-W-A-R. Oh. TSWALTER.com.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at something else that had for videos for Facebook and so forth. So that's where I got the dot. So pardon that error there. And so thank you so much for being on the show. I mean, I could love to spend the whole hour just talking
thank
to you.
You.
So we'll have to have, like with our previous guests, we'll have to have a part B.
I love that.
B. And have you come back.
Thank you, Krista. This has been a delight. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, Lexi. This
yeah.
has been awesome. And thank you all of you out there. I hope you have a great day, everyone.
Excellent. Well, we'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides, and with us this morning, special guest, co-host Lexi Palmer. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here this morning,
oh,
Lexi.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. I'm so happy to be here.
So our next guest is Bobby Chavez with Social Media, Social B Social Media. So welcome to the show, Bobby.
Super excited to be here, too. Thank you for having me.
So tell us what you do at Social B.
Absolutely. So Social B is a social media management and education company. So basically, I do manage people's social media accounts, but my biggest passion is helping other people understand their own social media when it comes to their small businesses or if they're an entrepreneur. So I do a little bit of both.
Excellent. So how did you get into being a social media diva? And you're a diva outside of social media
anyway.
The yes, social media aspect.
Yes. Okay. So, it's really kind of funny. It's one of those stories where long time ago when MySpace was here, right, I like mastered MySpace. So it was kind of like an organic beginning to all of this, whereas people would be like, you're really good at social media. You should, you know, look into getting paid for that, which was kind of a tongue-in-cheek comment from some people. But I really took that idea and ran with it. So I was a teacher for 13 years, and then I found myself at home with my daughter, really needing something to do and really wanting something to do. And so I started to manage my husband's small business on social media, and I was doing everything you're not supposed to do, basically. And so I really started to research it from a research-based job. So I really wanted to understand the tools and the tips and everything else that successful social media managers were doing. So I set about, I did take a course here at UNM. This was about 4 years ago. And then I just set about to figure it out. And I used a lot of, you know, my prior education being a teacher, and I used a lot of skills that I had from organizing courses and things like that, and I applied it to social media. And I figured out a lot of people need help with their social media. There are so many people out there that are really struggling. And then when they get the price as to what it is to hire a social media manager, they're really frustrated with it. So I really want them to understand at least a very good basic about what social media is. So it just all kind of came together. And here's my business, Social B. Yeah.
Excellent. So I like the fact, or appreciate the fact, that there's that education component, that you empower your clients to be able to take the information that you provide after they hire you, to take the information and then take it a step further. I think so many times, and we were talking offline about the fact that you go online and you might find some great information, or you think it's great, and you spend 20 minutes listening.
Yeah.
And it's really not information. It's teaser, what I call teaser information. And then at the end, it, after 20 minutes, is gone and you can't get it back.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, and now pay this much money for real, the real information.
And not only that, but, you know, you have people who will say, well, here are some tips. And the tips are, be more present. Be online. You know, and they're kind of these open-ended tips.
Absolutely.
That you can't do anything with. You're sitting there holding and going, okay, this isn't really helping me. I guess I have to pay this person.
You hear be consistent a lot, which everyone's like, okay, I get that already. But what else
How?
Is there?
Yeah.
Right, right. Exactly. And, yeah, there is a lot of that out there. A lot of, you know, especially on the internet today, I think everybody has a course out there, but a lot of people offer these free courses and you really wait through the whole 30 minutes of it. And all of a sudden you really didn't learn anything. And there's another bigger program that you're going to buy, or really to get your question answered. That's what you have to do as the next step. But I do love that aspect of Social B, that I can really empower people with their social media, because if you don't have a powerful social media program, you're kind of stuck in the past.
Right. So how can people get in contact with you?
Okay. So mainly on my Facebook page. It's called Social B Social Media. If you search, it'll come right up. And then you can just shoot me a message through Messenger. There's also, I believe my pinned post right now is a 30-minute webinar, and it's basically called Facebook Basics, Facebook's for beginners, you know, and it gives you some really great tips and tricks for your social media.
So do you go into, so you mentioned Facebook, do you go into LinkedIn and all of the other, I mean, because there's what, like 100 and some platforms out there. Do you go into all of them? Or because I'm one of those who am, I'm not the social media person at all. I mean, I use LinkedIn a tiny bit and Facebook and Twitter when I remember that it's there. So do you go into, is it individualized or do you specialize in particular platforms?
Well, I do some of that for my clients. For me personally, it's kind of like the shoemaker's shoes, you know, like I use Facebook primarily for my my social media channel is primarily Facebook. I do love Instagram. I really feel like there's a really big open field right now on Pinterest. So if anybody's listening and they're really getting frustrated with Facebook right now, Pinterest is really an amazing, it's kind of what Facebook used to be. So Pinterest is another amazing channel to use. But I definitely do not use all of them. I pick and choose what's going to be appropriate for me. Some people are very wildly successful on Twitter. I just haven't found that it's worked for me. And that's exactly what I tell my clients, start with something. And if you really feel like it's not working for you, then let's talk about another channel that might be a little bit more appropriated to your audience.
I think that's good advice too, because I run the social media and the stuff for, my business, and it's, you know, people say, well, you have to be in all of them, but depending on who your target demographic is, you don't, you know, for us, the business that we're doing now, our customers are on Facebook. So having a Twitter and an Instagram, you know, Twitter for reporters, but Instagram is like, is it helping? Is it giving us leads? No. So it's great to find stuff that works for you and not spend all the time doing, you know, spreading yourself really thin when you could just be focusing on one or two that are working.
Absolutely. Focus your energy on what is working for you, because if you start to spread yourself out too thin, you're going to get frustrated. Yep. You're going to say this isn't working and you're just going to really give up. So yeah, absolutely. That's yeah. Really.
So if you're just tuning in, we are talking with Bobby Chavez, and she is the chief diva in charge at Social B Social Media.
That's right.
And giving us all information about how to be smarter with social media. So what's a tip that you can share with people that are just getting started that might already feel overwhelmed just by listening to this, thinking, okay, I don't even know where to start. I don't even want to do this. What would you recommend to get them started?
My biggest tip or my biggest tool for you is when someone goes to your Facebook page, your business page, there needs to be a way to capture them to come back, because people are going to click in and they're going to click back out. I see so many businesses that are set up and there's no click here for more information. There's no way that you're reaching out to them. So there's a little button there on the side. You really just need to optimize that button, and you need to set it up to say either send me an email or any kind of an offer that you're having. The whole idea behind social media is to capture your audiences to come back again, right? So part of it is being social. That's my biggest thing. Social media is social. You have to be present. But the other part is, you can't just have someone come to your page and not give them a reason to come back. And so one of the tools that I often see people not using is the tool on your Facebook business page, where it's kind of like you are capturing them in some sort of a way. So I always say that, or if you have a lead capture page, or if there's a website that they can go to, you need to pin that post to the top, because people are looking for you. They're already there. Have them follow through to find out what it is that you do. And don't be afraid to promote yourself on social media. With Facebook, only 8% of your posts are really being seen. So it's okay to promote yourself several times a week in the morning and several times a week in the afternoon, because the funny part is not everybody's seeing it. You think everybody's seeing it because you're reposting it. And one more tip. If you can find something that is evergreen that you can continuously post in your social media, do not be afraid to post it over and over again. What I mean by evergreen is, let's say I created a blog post about staying out of Facebook jail. I can do that October. I can do that in November. I can do that in December. And that's one post that's already done. That's just being refiltered, and I'm not reinventing the wheel every time. So that was more than one tip.
No, that's fantastic. I love that. And that's another thing that I love about you. I mean, you and I are friends. We know each other from Polka Dot Powerhouse, and that you're so generous with your information. It's not one of those things where, my fee is this much an hour, and so I'll not, I can give you
sign up
a
for my
teaser.
Sign up. And then pay me and I'll give you some advice.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you're so generous, and I appreciate that about you. And so, in terms of the extra tip, that's fantastic. And that's just you. I mean, and I think that's the educator in you. I mean, I'm an educator myself, and it's one of those things where we just want people to have it.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you have an event coming up. So tell us about your event.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. There's actually only a couple of tickets left. So it was really popular. So it's called Social Media Sip and Sesh. And so I'm going to get together with a group of business owners or entrepreneurs, and it's going to be a very task-oriented event. We are going to get together and take the stress off of your holidays with your social media. So my goal is pretty advantageous, but my goal is to get social media content calendar scheduled for all of December and all of January, so we can get it and scheduled so that we can get it put on autopilot, so you can get back to enjoying your holidays. So it doesn't mean you can walk away from your social media for the whole time, but it does mean that we'll come up with a goal, we'll come up with a plan, we'll curate the content, which means we're going to go and find it, we're going to schedule it, and you're going to walk away from that event having your social media scheduled out for December and January, which is really amazing in itself, because that's the stressful time to be trying to figure it out.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when is it? How do people get signed up?
So it's November the 28th. It's called Sip and Sesh. You can look through Eventbrite, or you can also find that through the events on my Social Bee social media page. It's going to be at Free Range on Central and University. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to have some tasty beverages there as well. And some treats to eat, because what's social media without having some treats to eat?
Exactly. And is there a cost, or is it free, a donation? What is the...
There is a cost for this one.
Okay.
And if you use the code SIP and SESH, it will give you a 10% discount. So the cost right now is $65, but with the 10% SIP and SESH in the code, you can drop the price of that.
Okay. And the time on the 28th?
It's going to be from 6 to 8. 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m.
And literally have, I think, 2 tickets left last time I checked.
Oh, so awesome. Go now and book your ticket. And and if you can't get in, you just contact her and say, please, please, please let me get in.
That's
standing
right.
Only.
Absolutely. There is definitely going to be a waiting list in case people can't make it. So, yeah, it's a must go, especially if you're stressed out about your social media.
That's exciting. And so in terms of the whole social media, social aspect. I mean, because that's one of the things I struggle with. And it's funny because people often think, oh, Krista, you're so extroverted. You're this, you're a professional speaker. And really, I'm not. I mean, you and I have shared this conversation about I'm a social introvert. And so that idea of self-promotion is still something that that is challenging for me. And so for those people that are listening that might be able to relate to what I'm talking about, how could they start with social media with baby steps that are baby steps, but can be effective?
So I'm going to go back and I am going to use that word consistency again, because it really is important when you put it to what that really means. And that means to set up your social media so that your posts are something that people are coming back and creating kind of a relationship with you. So I say always make sure they're educational, they're engaging, they're entertaining. And then of course, make sure you're putting in your promotions through that. And even if you're posting once a day, make sure that you're doing that and make sure if someone responds, you respond right back, because it's all about relationship building and social media.
Okay. That's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show. And again, just like our two previous guests, we could continue this discussion for the rest of, you know, another hour or so. So you too, we'll have to have you back for part B another time and get more information from you, because there's so much more and I'm sure it changes every day.
All the time. Yeah. It's an exciting world, social media.
Yes. So you've been listening to Bobby Chavez with Social Media or Social Bee Social Media, and you can find out more, find her on Facebook.
That's right.
So thank you all for tuning in. We'll be right back with the wrap up. You're listening to Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL, and it's time for the wrap-up. So, Lexi, didn't we have just some great guests this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Krista, it was incredible. I mean, the energy in here was so awesome, and all of those women are so inspirational and just go-getters, and wow. Yeah, I'm leaving here feeling so excited for the rest of the day.
That's fantastic. What a great way to start your weekend, right?
I know.
So we had Angela Spanbauer with Real Health Solutions, and make sure to take note of her event coming up on December 3rd, and you can look her up at realhealthsolutionsnm.com for more information on that. It's going to be in Rio Rancho. And then we had Louise Swartz-Walter. I thought I would get it right at the last.
You're close.
I'm really close.
Yes. Yeah.
So make sure to visit her online at abqnaturalhealthcenter.com for her ebook, Brain Soul Balancing. And then also at louiseswartzwalter.com under events for her boot camp, which is coming up March 15th through the 18th next year at the JCC here in Albuquerque. And then, of course, we had Bobby Chavez, our final guest, Social Bee Social Media, and helping you get a grip on the social media that you have in your world.
Yeah. It was, you know, what's interesting is that all three of those incredible women, they all kind of had this common trend of just, they all want to better people. And that is so cool. That's so unique to have three people like that in one, you know, in one setting. And you could just feel the energy of everybody. Everyone in here really cared about bettering others and making people happier and making people's lives easier. And that's so cool. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that's a great point and a great observation. And that's one thing I found. I've been fortunate, I think, and blessed to have that experience with people so far that I've interviewed since I've been doing the show, even when I was co-hosting with Sean, is that the people that come on really are about bettering the community, bettering their lives, but through helping others.
Yeah. Well, do they say your vibe attracts your tribe?
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. So all the people you attract end up being these incredible human beings who are just, and I think, you know, we all know that there's a lot of things in Albuquerque that need to change, but the people who are here aren't here because we're forced to be. We're here because we love it. And it's in everyone's best interest to grow together and all work together to make it a place that we all want to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is really one of those things where it takes a village, right? And
it
we're
does.
On the same wavelength, ideally.
Yeah. And we can't, you know, and again, it's awesome. I mean, we can't be selfish about that. We can't be trying to, you know, trying to better ourselves and stepping on other people. The only way it's going to get better is if we all work together and we all assume that and we all help each other.
Absolutely.
And I think all three of these women, I think you included, I think everybody here just wants to see that happen.
For sure. I think that's accurate. That's definitely accurate. So let's take a little bit of an opportunity to talk about you, because you were on the show back this summer.
I was.
And so tell us what you've been up to since then at Equiseek or whatever else you're doing, because I'm sure you've got more than one thing going on in your life.
Oh my gosh. I, you know, it's crazy. I'm young. I'm still learning all of my passions. Equiseek has been incredible. I mean, I've been there for about 2 years now. And I've just been able to see, I've helped a company start, you know, it was ideas on a whiteboard when I got there. We sell tests worldwide. And that's incredible. And it's completely self-sustaining. And that to me is just crazy. I never thought I'd be able to do that. My parents always joke they have a street MBA.
Nice.
Because I've just spent the past 2 years figuring things out as I go. And so it's just been an incredible journey. There's a lot of things I'm really passionate about. I'm really into jewelry making. I actually work and I help with Meltdown Studio, which is down on 6th and Manal. So if you need to do like custom jewelry, you want to go take classes, they do that. But really, I've like in summary, through Equiseek and through everything, I've just learned that to trust gut instincts. I know it's a little bit off of the beaten path, but like everything's going really well. And, I've just started listening to my gut and my intuition. And, I've just really been happy.
That's so important. I mean, I think I mentioned it with Louise. I don't remember if it was during the segment or, or offline, but that whole idea of trust and surrendering and just being open to receiving.
Yep.
And that's so very important, because when we do follow, whether it's, whether we call it instinct or the divine or God or whatever it is that we're into or we trust.
Yeah.